702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
25 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning, Adam. An atrocity in Ukraine. I'm so glad there's finally some finality to the story.
Morning, Ray. Yeah, we're not talking about one of the new atrocities. After all, 63 bodies found yesterday around Kherson, 63 with signs of torture, etc. No, this is one of the worst atrocities in the last decade. 2014, the downing of flight MH17. There were 298 people on board, all died as a result of being shot down over eastern Ukraine. And there's a lot of speculation about a rogue missile of some sort. But now we know, according to a Dutch court, certainly, that it was two Russians and a Ukrainian who were responsible, found guilty in absentia. So whether they actually ever face justice or not is a moot point. A third Russian was acquitted. So these three, anyway, particularly, found guilty of using a Russian-made missile supplied by Russia. They were working with or leading a group of separatists under Russian control, and they shot down MH17 and deliberately. You could argue it was a bit of a bolt from the blue that they got, as it were, lucky with their missile, but they meant to do it, and they should be life in prison. Whether they actually ever see any kind of actual justice is another point, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the big question, I'm afraid, because it's lovely having these judgments, but what happens next? All right, a mystery meteorite. This is a very interesting story.
Permission to get excited.
Drum roll, go for it.
Absolutely. So a meteorite crashed into a garden in Gloucestershire in the middle of England last year. And scientists from the University of Glasgow, the Natural History Museum, the Open University have been looking at this little black 500-gram lump that ended up on the Wilcox driveway in the town of Winchcombe. And they've come up with the answer. Inside this little tiny lump of black rock was water. I mean, as near as, damn it, the kind of water that you'd find on Earth. Yeah. Obviously, tiny, tiny traces. But also on top of that, other key chemical components, other organic compounds. So within this ancient, ancient meteorite, probably stemmed from the dawn of time or from the creation of the universe anyway, it brought key chemical components potentially to this kind of thing to Earth. In other words, this supports the Big Bang theory notion that everything exploded and space rocks may have created life carrying the water with us to our planet billions of years ago. I mean, in other words, maybe we're basically all aliens, or maybe we're not alone because this kind of rock could be doing this sort of thing in other parts of space.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go and lie down. Maybe it's all a bit too badly.
It's just too much information, you know. All right. Speaking of too much, the World Cup is here on Sunday. And Abafana, we're not in this because we just can't seem to get there. But, you know, England's there.
Yeah, are you ready for the World Cup?
No, not at all.
It's the wrong time of year for a start.
Yeah.
And indeed, although they're holding it in Qatar this time of the year, because in theory it's cooler, 32 degrees. I mean, that's therefore hotter than Joburg today, isn't it? 32, which is why some teams have already rescheduled their training sessions. I mean, it was always going to be a bit hot in the afternoon. It's, of course, a series of firsts. The first World Cup in the Middle East, only the second one in Asia. The first World Cup since 1930 to be based almost entirely around one city, the city of Doha. All five African teams have African managers, which is a first. Qatar are in their first ever World Cup, and let's be honest, probably their last. Wales are in their first World Cup since 1958. Sure. And another first, there are female officials, as in referees and referees' assistants, which has not happened at a men's World Cup before.
Oh, nice.
Plus, will it be a first winner of the World Cup? Could there be an outside bet on a team like Belgium or the Netherlands? I wonder.
Oh, I hope so. I hope it's the Netherlands this year, just to have something different. That's the World View.